KSRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump will attend an appeals court hearing in Washington Tuesday.
The hearing will examine the scope of presidential immunity in the 2024 election interference case against Trump. The former president claims in a social media post that he was entitled to immunity. Trump has argued that the case should be dismissed on the grounds that former presidents cannot face criminal charges for conduct related to their official responsibilities. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Pro-Hamas protesters are calling on President Biden to push for a ceasefire in Gaza, interrupting the president's speech Monday in the South Carolina church where nine black worshipers were killed in 2015. Protesters stood up shouting "ceasefire now" at the president before they were taken out. Also at SRNnews.com, forecasters were warning of another fierce weather system heading through the nation's midsection. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orebeck says the storm will hit the center of the nation, bringing a lot of snow.
We have potential for another pretty broad area of 8 to 12 inches from eastern, southeastern Colorado, western Kansas, through eastern Nebraska, large portions of Iowa, northern Missouri, northwestern Illinois, up towards the upper peninsula of Michigan. So a very highly impactful event coming forward.
North and central Texas seeing wind gusts from 30 to 50 miles an hour tonight. Taiwan protesting China balloons.
Taiwan's defense ministry accuses Beijing of harassment by repeatedly sending balloons over the self-governing island, which China claims is its own. The ministry calls the balloons a threat to corridors for international passenger flights and wants an immediate end to the activity to ensure safety. In response, China's state media claims Taipei and the U.S. are overreacting to what it calls harmless weather balloons.
This is SRN News. Britain is sending a man to represent women at the United Nations.
Monroe Bergdorf is a man living as a woman, and he has been selected by officials in the United Kingdom to a post with UN Women, an organization dedicated to equality and advancement for females around the globe. The selection is being decried by many women's groups in the UK who say an actual female should have gotten that job. Bergdorf recently became the first man to appear on the cover of Cosmopolitan UK. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Denmark joins numerous Muslim nations in banning blasphemy. The Danish parliament has amended its penal code in response to a recent spate of Quran burnings that enrage Muslims around the world. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is criticizing it, saying criminalizing blasphemy is the wrong approach and not effective in addressing either security or the underlying hatred. This is SRN News. Poland's state news agency is reporting that Polish farmers who blockaded a border crossing to Ukraine have ended their protest after reaching an agreement with the government.
The farmers' frustration was one of the challenges facing the new Polish government of Prime Minister Donald Tusk. It wants to support Ukraine while also addressing the demands of Polish farmers and truckers whose livelihoods have been hurt by the war. The deal states that the agriculture minister accepts the demands of the farmers, who saw a corn production subsidy of $250 million, a lower agricultural tax, and preferential liquidity loans.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Number one Michigan completed a three-year climb to a national championship by beating number two Washington 34-13 tonight in the college football playoff title game. The Wolverines sealed their first national title since 1997. More details at srnnews.com.